This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The standoff between the government and the opposition in parliament was resolved as both sides agreed to hold a discussion on the national song Vande Mataram as well as electoral reforms. After 2 days of chaos and disruptions, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a business advisory committee meeting with floor leaders where it was decided that a 10-hour-long discussion on electoral reforms will be held in the lower house of parliament on 9th and 10th of December. During the meeting, it was also decided that the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram will take place from 12 noon on 8th of December. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Tirth. In a social media post, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey towards building a developed and superior India with service and good governance as key priorities. On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities in New Delhi today. The ceremony aims to celebrate the resolve, dedication and empowerment of persons with disabilities, honouring their courage and accomplishments. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Navy's operational demo as the chief guest in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, this afternoon. Shangumugam Beach near Thiruvananthapuram is all set to welcome President Draupadi Murmu for an operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. The operational demo will highlight the Navy's strength and combat readiness, featuring 19 major warships and 32 aircraft, including fighter jets and surveillance aircraft. The counting of votes for the Delhi Municipal Corporation MCD by polls is underway across 12 wards. The elections were held CN 13 November at 580 polling booths with 51 candidates, including 26 women, contesting the vacancies. The wards became vacant after councillors elected to the assembly or parliament stepped down. Chandni Mahal recorded the highest voter turnout of almost 56%. Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India beginning tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the summit. According to an official in the External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defence, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. There is a growing interest in both countries to further deepen these ties. India and Russia are expected to sign a labour mobility agreement to protect Indian workers and boost skilled migration. India's Operation Sagar Bandhu continues to bolster Sri Lanka's struggle against the devastation caused by Cyclone Dithwa. The Disaster Management Centre reports 465 deaths, 366 missing and over 1.55 million people affected across all 25 districts, with Kandy suffering the highest toll. In the central province, Indian Air Force helicopter IFC-1875 delivered 2,000 kilograms of relief to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people, including a heart patient from Irunguvatta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the country's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that from actively participating in India's freedom struggle and presiding over the Constituent Assembly to becoming the first president, Dr. Prasad served the nation with unmatched dignity, dedication and clarity of purpose. In men's hockey, India thrashed Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals of the FIH Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium in Tamil Nadu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.